The word says in Psalms 88:2, "Let my prayer come before thee. Incline thine ear unto my cry." Welcome to Focus Prayer with G. Craig Lewis.
Lord, you are the only true and living God. And we approach you as that supreme being authority, God. You're the only true and living God, and there is no other God before you, God. We acknowledge that right now in this moment, that you are the true and living God. You're the God that stepped out of eternity and created a world and wrapped it in time and then stepped back into eternity and fashioned it the way you wanted it and then put us here. You put us here. So we come before you as your creation, proclaiming that you are the true and the living God that we serve. We know we have the right God. We know that what you wrote is true. We know that you are true. We know that you are our God. So we come before you knowing that you are the God of everything. Deuteronomy 32:39, "See now that I am he, and there is no God with me. I kill and I make alive, I wound and I heal. Neither is there any that can deliver out of my hand." We believe that, Lord. So we come before you believing that with all confidence. All of our confidence is in you as the only true and living God. The God that we could never turn our back on you. We could never deny you. We could never choose another way. You are the only way for us. And so we come before you just calling you and proclaiming that you are the only wise God, our Savior. And you are creator of everything and everyone. So we reverence you. You are the creator of us as your precious creation, as your beings. We come before you calling on your name because you made us to do that. You created us to worship you. You created us to give you glory, to adore you. You created us for that reason. So we want to take this time to proclaim who you are, creator of everything and everyone. And we reverence you right now. We reverence you in this place. It is your power that is divine. It is your authority, Father God, that keeps us in awe. It is you and what you're able to do that is exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think. So we just come before you, our creator, our great creator, the one who created everything. And we take this moment to give you reverence, the reverence that you deserve. Nehemiah 9:6, thou art Lord alone. Thou hast made heaven, the heaven of heavens, with all their hosts, the earth and all things that are therein, and seas and all that is therein. And thou preservest them all, and the host of heaven worship you. So God, you are the preserver of it all. That's why we don't get caught up in what the government is saying and what they're saying about climate change and the destruction of the earth. It's all in your hands, God. You preserve it all. Even our health, our strength. Father God, you preserve it all. It is all in your hands. And you are the creator of everything. And you promise to forgive our sins if we repent and believe on you. So we come before you now asking, Father God, that you forgive us of all our sins, anything that we've done wrong, those things, those thoughts, those desires, those actions, Father God, that were not like you, were not pleasing unto you, that were against you, whatever it was, God, we ask that you forgive us of our sins. We repent. And just as we learned even on Sunday, Father God, help us to even mourn our sin and the sins of others. Help us, Father God, to acknowledge when we're wrong and come to you sorrowfully, God, for upsetting you, for disappointing you, for going against you, Father God, for not being pleasing unto you. You said that you would forgive us if we came. You even said you would comfort us if we mourned. So, Father God, we ask that you forgive us and we repent of our sins, and we believe on what your word says, that you would be faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. 1 John 2:1, my little children, these things write I unto you, that ye sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. So God, you are the forgiver of our sins. You said you would forgive them and cast them as far as the east is from the west. So God, we come before you asking for forgiveness for anything we've done against you, anything we've done against anyone, Father God, anyone that we may have hurt, anything that we've done, God, against our own children, our spouses, just whatever it is, Father God, or just someone else. Father God, help us with that and forgive us of our sins, God, so that we can act the way you want us to act and behave the way you want us to behave and be pleasing to you, Lord God. And God, we believe our prayers are important. This is not a formality. This is not us just coming out and doing what a church is supposed to do. But we believe what we are saying and believing and speaking tonight is important. And we believe that it brings your will into the earth. That is what prayer is. Father God, as we beckon, as we call on your name, we are bringing your will and what you want into the earth. We deny our own selves and our own will for yours, God. And we bring your will here through our prayers. So we believe this moment is of importance, God. As a church family, as a group, Father God, as the body of Christ, we're coming together in this moment with our prayers, believing that they are important to bring your will into the earth. John 15:16, ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever ye ask of the Father in my name, he may give it to you. So we come in your name asking for these things that we are praying, believing that you will give them to us in Jesus' name. God, we believe your word is true. God, we believe the religion of Christianity is true. We believe that you are true. Father God, we believe no matter what the world is believing and no matter what people are dibbling and dabbling into, what they're watching on YouTube and being turned away by what they're seeing and hearing and listening to the wrong voices and all those things. Father God, we believe you are who you say you are. You are our God. We are your people. And just like your word says, you're going to come back for us and rescue us from this wicked place. Father God, we believe that that day is imminent and it is closer than we could ever imagine. It's closer than it's ever been before. And we believe you're going to come for us. We believe you are the true and living God. And we're going to pray for the will of God, that his will be done. And as we pray this prayer, let's just forget about ourselves and let's forget about what we want and what we've been thinking about and just all the earthly, worldly things that we've been holding on to. Let's be poor in spirit and empty ourselves out and prepare ourselves for God's will to be established in our lives. Hallelujah. We surrender our will to thine. Lord, we pray that you help us to get our fleshly will under control. Father God, help us, Lord, to get a grasp on our feelings, on our emotions, on whatever we went through, trauma, dysfunction that is causing us to want to prove ourselves and causing us to be full of ourselves and causing us to worry about what others are seeing and saying and thinking. Father God, we pray that you help us with your power to get our fleshly will under control. We surrender our will to thine. We pray against selfishness, self-centeredness, and the desire to do things our own way without your guidance, counsel, and permission. Help us to die to our own way, Lord. Help us to die to our way. Father God, help us to walk away from that person, Father God, that is under the influence of the opinions of others, Father God, that person that is damaged by our past and our history, Father God, that person, Father God, who we're trying to be in the eyes of other people. God, we give that up right now and we surrender our will to you, Lord. We surrender our will to you. To you. Matthew 16 and 24 says, "Then said Jesus unto his disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny who he is. Let him deny who he wants to be. Let him deny himself. Take up his cross and follow me." So God, right now we deny ourselves, Father God. We deny ourselves. We deny, Father God, that person that we think is a jewel in other people's eyes. That person that constantly tries to please other people. That person that acts out of emotion based on their past and what we've been through. Father God, we deny that right now. We deny that person and we take up our cross to follow you. If we are to come after you, we must deny ourselves. So we pray against our fleshly will right now. All selfishness, all self-centeredness, and the desire to do things our way. We come against that right now, God, and we surrender our will to you. And we surrender our hearts and our minds. So, Lord, clean our hearts of our own passions and selfish desires. Clean our hearts, Father God, of our own passions and selfish desires. Empty us, Lord, of the things that we carry in our hearts that lead us astray. Pain and hurt, Father God, and whatever it is that we carry in our heart that leads us astray, God, empty us, Lord, right now. Empty us, Father God. Right now, clean us up of those things, God, that we've been carrying. Transform our minds away from the spirit of this world and fill our hearts with your purpose and our minds with your desire for us, God. We ask that you fill us with your Holy Ghost power, full of your purpose and your desire, Father God. And we just denounce the things of the world, the things that we've been chasing, the things that we've been dreaming, Father God, the things that we've been going after that are temporal, Father God, we denounce those things and surrender our hearts and our minds to you. And God, this is every area of our heart, every area, the deep things of our heart, the secret things of our heart, Father God, the things that are dear to us. We surrender right now. The things in our minds, Father God, we surrender. Our thoughts, Father God, our thought processes, the things that, Father God, that we're focused on too much. God, we surrender our hearts and we surrender our minds. Proverbs 3 and 5 says, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart." And God, help us with that. Help us to trust you with every bit of our hearts, every area of our hearts, that we're not holding on to anything, but we're trusting you with every area of our heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. We surrender our heart and our minds to you right now. And Father God, we give you our will, and to you, Lord, we completely yield. Lord, our will is full of trauma, pain, opinions, and self-infliction. That's our will. It's based on what we went through. It's based on what happened to us. It's based on what they did to us. It's based on all of those different things. Our emotions are based on those. It's full of all of that. But we yield our will to to you right now, God. We yield those emotions. We yield that trauma. We yield that pain. We yield those opinions. We yield that self-infliction. We yield the things, Father God, that we've been holding on to emotionally. We yield them to you. And we do not know what's best for us, God. Only you know that. We don't know what our future holds. Only you know that. We can only be certain of your will for us, so we yield to that right now. God, we yield. We yield. We yield. No matter how far ahead of you we've gone, we yield to you now. And we ask that you forgive us. Forgive us for going past you. Forgive us for walking far ahead of you. God, we yield to you right now. In Galatians 2 and 20, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. So just as Jesus gave himself for us, God, we give ourselves to you. We yield in this moment. We yield. Come on, just think of those things that you know you need to yield to him and yield to him right now. Father God, we yield to you. We yield to you. Hallelujah. 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 We give you our will and we yield to you. And you may employ all of us, Lord. Use us, Lord, for your service. We want to give you all of us and offer our service to you. So we come against the spirits that come to hinder that, the spirits of slothfulness, laziness, tiredness, complacency, gluttony, and all other emotions and attitudes that hinder our availability for you. We want to serve you with everything that is in us. You may employ us, Lord. Use us for your service, Father God. And we come against that slothfulness and that laziness, tiredness. Father God, well, we've given the world our best. We've given our jobs our best. We've given it for just money and all of those. God, we need to give you our best. We need to give you our best. We wake up every day, go to a job, and give somebody our best for a paycheck. We make sure we're on time and we late to church. We make sure we're on time. We make sure we're vocalizing our wants and our needs to a job just for pay. But Father God, we are slothful and lazy and tired and all of these things when it comes to you. So, Father God, we come against those spirits. We're not going to give the world more than we give you. We're not going to give the world. We're not going to give it for a check and not give you what you deserve. We're going to worship you. We're going to praise you. We're going to give you the time you deserve. Father God, we're going to give you what you deserve. You can employ us, Father God. All of us. All of us, Father God. Everything about us belongs to you. We want to serve you with everything that is in us. Romans 12 and 1, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. What is reasonable? This is the least we can do. We owe you everything, God. So we got to present ourselves. Forget about ourselves. Empty ourselves for your service. For your service. And Lord, take our hearts and our will is no more. So help us, God, to set our affections and heart's desires to what you want and expect from us. Lord, set our affections and our heart's desire to what you want. We ask for freedom, Lord God, from distractions, procrastination, and mind-occupying devices that come to take our hearts and affections away from you. God, we repent right now. We repent. We repent for over-investing in things that don't matter, for giving of ourselves far more than what we're giving you. So we ask that you take our hearts and our will. Teach us how to temper ourselves and make room for you, Lord. Teach us, Father God, how to temper ourselves. We offer ourselves to you and empty out our will in exchange for yours. Galatians 5 and 24, and they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lust. So help us, God, die to our will and our desires and crucify our flesh. And God, you be our source. Lord, set our course. So right now, Father God, we want you to be our source. We want to be on the course that you have established for us, God. We want to be guided by you. We want to walk according to your will for us. God, we want to be on the right path. We want to be on the right course. So God, we denounce all false visions, false dreams, desires, false words, false ideas, false voices, and any other being, entity, headship, or authority that is not sanctioned by you to lead us. We only want to be led by you, God, by your Spirit, by those that you've placed in our lives as authorities. We only want to be led. God, we don't want to come all the way to 2025 and be led astray. We don't want to be led astray. We don't want to fall away. But Father God, we want to be on the right path. Our hearts and our will are fully surrendered to you, and we will follow only those that you have placed over us. God, we won't listen to strange voices. We won't listen to strange ideas. We won't listen to strange messages. We won't listen to strangers teaching us against what we know to be true. But Father God, we denounce it all. We will not yield to lies, falsehoods, or unbelief. Though there is a great falling away coming, and we're experiencing that falling away even now, we will continue to stand in this last hour. We will not fall away. We will not fall away. Ephesians 4 and 14, that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of man and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive. We won't be deceived. We won't. Our families won't be deceived. We will know the truth. We will walk in the truth no matter what the world is doing. And finally, Lord, your will be done in our lives. Your will be done, Lord. Your will be done. Your perfect will be done. Come on, just speak that over yourself. Your will be done, Lord. Your perfect will be done for me, my wife, your husband, your children. Your will be done in this hour, Father God. Your perfect will. It's your will that we be healed. So let your will be done for those that are sick and need healing. Your will be done. Father God, your will be done. It's your will that we be delivered. So those that are bound, Father God, your will be done. Deliver, Father God. It is your will that we be free. So Father God, your will be done. Freedom in the name of Jesus, that we be free and no longer bound. That is the will of God. Your will be done. It is your will that we be healed. It is your will that we be delivered. It is your will that we be free. And it is your will that we live in victory and not defeat. So your will, God, your perfect will be done. So we pray, Father God, right now, that your will be done. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Lord, your will be done. Not my will, but yours be done. Come on, if that's your prayer, just lift your hand and say, not my will, but yours be done. Oh, Lord, yeah. Your will be done in my life. Surrender my will to thine. I surrender my heart and mind. Lord, I give you my will. To you, Lord, I yield. That you may employ, Lord, take my heart. My will is no more. God, you be the source. Oh, Lord, set my course. Thy will be done. Thy
lift your hands, church, and say that.
Say, thy will be done. Thy will be done in my life, oh God. Thy will be done in our homes. Thy will be in our families.
Come on, that's our prayer, Lord.
Thy will be.
Come on, say, thy will be done.
Thy will be done. Thy will be done. Thy will be done. Thy will be done. Yes, thy will be done. Thy will be done.
Lift your hands and say,
thy will be done. Thy will be done.
Hallelujah.
Will be done. Thy will be done. Thy will be done. We submit to you, thy will be done. Not our will, but thy will be done. Thy will be done. Have your way in us, thy will be done. Have your way in us. Have your way in us, thy will be done. Thy will be done. Lift your hand and say, thy will be done.
Hallelujah.
Thy will be done. We die to ourselves. Thy will be done, Lord. Thy will be done.
Hallelujah. 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 Luke 22:41. This is Jesus praying in the Garden of Gethsemane. The Bible says he moved away from the others and he was withdrawn from them about a stone's throw, the stone's cast. And he kneeled down and prayed and he said, Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. And then he said, nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. Sometimes it's got to be painful. Sometimes what we're facing is scary. But ultimately, no matter how we feel, his will has to be done. Amen? His will has to be done. Hallelujah. And the beauty of this is in the next verse, the Bible said, and this is the mercy of God, that there appeared an angel unto him from heaven. And the angel, what did it do? Strengthened him. So as we're going through this, as you're giving up your will, as you're becoming poor in spirit, listen, y'all, I know what it feels like when people persecute you and people hurt you or harm you, and you have to take the high road and you have to say, because I'm a believer, because I believe in Jesus, I just have to just let this go. I just have to walk away. Not even walk away. I got to hug this person. I got to shake this person's hand. I got to love on this person. I have to forgive them and I have to move on. That's the emptying out of yourself. Whatever's in there that keeps you from doing that, you got to die to that. Because eventually that's going to come against God. So you got to denounce that. You got to remove that. We have to be like Christ was. No matter how fearful, scary, or how apprehensive he was. I don't want to say he was scary, but apprehensive. Because of the flesh side of him, he still prayed the prayer of kenosis, not my will. This is not even about me. If I have to go through this because God wants me to go through it, I'll go through it. Amen? Amen. So let this be your continued prayer. We need to work on this as a fellowship. Amen? Amen? I addressed the leaders last Sunday. We getting along in here. We going to love each other. If we fighting in here, there's no hope for us out there. So we're not, and ain't no disagreements. If we disagree, we're going to be agreeing in 5 minutes after that. We're going to talk about it. We're going to let it go because this is my brother. This is my sister. I'm walking in this, not my will, not what I want, not how I feel, but it's what God wants from me. Amen? Amen. Amen.